Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers. Exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
Literally, like, we were coming back from break. I'm like, oh, yeah, what are we talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, the hockey, that's right. Lindsey, you're supposed to be, like, running the show. Like, you're planning this. You're supposed to lead it. Like, this is you.
Lindsey, we got a lot going on, though. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh, that's my job. That's what gets us to the places that we want to go.
Some say you're performing a lot better than those Golden Knights, by the way.
Well, that... I'm not going to argue.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, well, the Boston Bruins are just a better team than the Golden Knights right now. And we know this because we have tons of talent out of this lineup. And the Bruins diversified theirs and really allocated their talent more outside of their first line. And so even though Robin Leonard had a couple of absolute dirt ball saves last night, it was not enough. It's not enough, the Jack Eichel breakaway goal, not enough first time we've seen him score at T-Mobile Arena. It was just so depressing that we said, nope, you're going to play today, but just not in front of us. We don't want to see it. So they're going to be playing the Ducks tonight. The Ducks are 26-21-9, Adrian, fifth in Pacific. And we know that they were kind of overachieving earlier on in the year, specifically like their schedule during November, December is really where they probably won a few more games than they were supposed to. But they have since started to topple back to the earth. Gravity always wins. But they did beat the Bruins 4-3 on Tuesday night and have been idle since. They've had trouble beating good teams and are losing to bad ones. At least that's what somebody on The Athletic wrote about them. They are 3-5-1 in their last nine games. But they do have a really good power play, Adrian. It's always weird when we have a team that can't quite win games.
Teams can be good on power plays?
Yes. That is something that is allowed. But then I looked back at a game that between these two teams earlier this season, I think it was actually specifically their game on December 1st, that the Golden Knights had two power play goals, two shorthanded goals, and they still lost. And so, like Pete DeBoer said last night, special teams, especially in the power play, might be nice to convert once in a while, especially with the Ducks with the fifth best in the NHL, 25% of the time they convert. Nine power play goals in their last 11 games. So our kill is going to have to be ready to go. Their kill is actually better on home ice, fourth overall in that league. And we've already talked a lot about Trevor Zegras and the great things that he is going to be doing for this league. But at the end of the day, he is their second line center between Ricard Raquel and Sonny Milano. And Ricard Raquel is probably their biggest name in the trade deadline right now. We know that Troy Terry is going to be ended up with a really big contract on the other side. Adam Henrique always plays well against the Golden Knights, but a lot of this starts and stops with Ryan Getzlaf, who was also rumored to be heading to Vegas last year around the trade deadline, but he ended up staying there, re-signing there for another season, and really is the beacon for the hard-nosed hockey that they've had to play the last few seasons because they have been so bad. They can trap the Golden Knights below their goal line and pass those pucks out in front, and it's absolutely not a fun time. That's why they've been able to take points from the Knights in two of their last three games. Troy Terry leads this team with 7 power play goals. He has 13 points. He's also the leading point getter on this team. Zegras are, as we mentioned, the unicorn creator, a.k.a. I have permission and showmanship. If we go to a shootout, he's going to be called upon. He will score. And their top defenseman, probably Jamie Drysdale, young talent, took a penalty last time I saw him play in T-Mobile Arena. Very aggressive and certainly very involved as a distributor. John Gibson probably in the nets tonight. We know that he is a gamer. We know that he is going to battle. We also know we can get some pucks past him. But if you let him get lathered up early and confident, he is going to steal your souls. 2.84 goals against average, 9.11 save percentage. Laurent Brossoit will be in the nets tonight for the Knights, making his return after Leonard has been re-entered back in the lineup. So hopefully LB is still vibing and gapping out well, because he is going to need those timings off the post very much tonight, because the Vegas Golden Knights have lost 6 of their last 8 games, Adrian.
Oh, boy.
Just scoring 15 goals in that 8-game span. That's not going to win you a lot of times. Just a collection of names that I've gathered. I did some math, a.k.a. I counted. Games without a goal. Some streaks that perhaps need to be rectified. Alex Pietrangelo. It has been 8 games since you've scored a goal. You only have 2 assists in that span, and you step up and play offense more than anybody else on this team does. If you're going to do it, got to start converting a little bit more. Nick Waugh, stepping up, you know, third line center, really coming into his own. 15 games since a goal, Nick. You only have 3 assists in that span. What is happening?
That doesn't seem good.
We moved you back from the wing to center even after we tried to do that the first time. Chandler Stephenson, it's been 2 games since you've scored. But you know what? That's not that long of a streak. But considering you're the leading point getter on this team and you only have 3 points in the last 9 games and you're on the top line with Jack Eichel, wake up! Shea Theodore, yet another defenseman who loves to skate up and play offense. 14 games since this dude scored a goal, 6 points in his last 14, still not enough for me to really say, you know what, keep flying away, because all these goals against, we'll just keep up with them. Are we keeping up? Last time my math checked, no, we are not. Now, you want to talk about the worst streak of all.
Uh-oh.
You want to talk about somebody who is on the schneid right now. Evgeny Dodonov. 15 freaking games since you scored a goal. Your last point was January 20th against Montreal. You also are skating top line minutes. Now you're getting a little scrappy last night. I saw the attitude. I even saw trying to be a bumper on that power play. But the time and space that he needs to get the shots off from the net is not there. He is just completely invisible. And if you're talking about 2 people on your top line that are invisible, no wonder we suck right now. Not to mention the only line that is working consistently right now, the misfit line. Everybody is scoring except for our centerman, which is no surprise. William Karlsson, it's been 8 games since you've scored a goal. Only 3 assists in that span. If our other 2 teammates are scoring and finding ways to find the back of the net, shouldn't you have more assists? What is that saying about you, sir?
Yeah, in theory.
Here are my thoughts for the game tonight. That's T-H-O-T-S, just like Meg intended. Bring your damn work pail, for the love of God. Anaheim is always a tough beat, and they play the hard way. This is a big challenge for your Golden Knights, as they are coming off a back-to-back off the plane. So they need to bring that energy and attack every 50-50 battle. Best of luck! Because this isn't exactly the most hungry team I've ever seen in my entire life. Picking up trailing forwards in front is going to be very important, especially when our defensemen get trapped below that goal line. As I mentioned, this is a hard-working team that is a smart team, and it will capitalize on the quiet in the wake of chaos. Golden Knights need to watch offensive zone positioning, Adrian, because I'm starting to notice a few too many times where there's 4 players on one side of the ice. Know what's really easy to do when you have 4 players on one side of the ice? Break it out on the other. Quick disruption breakout away from an odd man rush going the other way. And knowing our defenseman, the person we've left in the back is not the better skating of the two. It's actually the less offensively inclined one. Those horse blinders tend to expand when things aren't going well. So let's not get too puck horny tonight and stay in position. And then finally, this is just a shot across the bow right at Alex Pietrangelo. But this is a guy that is bigger than his presence on the ice. This is a guy who won a cup as a captain. This has been the de facto captain all year because our guys can't stay in. One less stick handle, for the love of God! Lots of looks are being passed up a split second too late because we had an extra bobble or settle. And it's not just those who are receiving the pass. It's those who are sending it as well. And you know who has the puck on their stick a lot? Alex Pietrangelo. Offensive zone, defensive zone, whatever. This guy is my person A for extra stick handles. It drives me bonkers, Adrian. There's so much nursing and apprehension going on. This team needs to be decisive and funnel the puck low and shoot low right away. And you look to your leaders to set the tone and set the pace and set the standard in which you would like to play that game. So, Alex, let's expedite this a little bit because it's one thing to beat the play. It's another thing to beat the goaltender. Right now, we're doing the former, but we're not climbing the ladder.
Lindsay, I'm sorry I'm not looking at you making eye contact.
That's okay.
I'm going back to high school in the locker room at halftime, getting my ass chewed for my lack of performance. This is a lot.
And well, you have to bring a lot to be a part of this squad.
Yeah, and well, the one question I'm going to throw your way is with Mark Stone being out of the lineup, obviously the captain, some would say the soul of the team, who is going to be the leader of the team? Because you mentioned it earlier, like this team doesn't
seem...
We
got a lot of leaders on this team. We just don't have a lot of followers. That's the issue. We got a lot of people that think their game and their decision is the best decision in this play. Not always the case. I want to see this team get grimy. I want to see this team get back to those rebound goals in front. Almost all of their scoring is off the rush still. And we don't. And just because you're still scoring on the rush doesn't mean that your team is best equipped to utilize that mode of offense. Right? It's the inability to metamorphosize, because the more you try to force a round peg into a square hole, it's not just the fact that you're not going to get it through, you're missing an opportunity to find the next version of yourself and to find the best version of the team that's here right now. And so when you play against a squad that's technically less talented than you, you have to bring that energy, you have to bring that workman mentality. And that is something that this team has struggled to do night in and night out, because we like the fast offense. We like the quick fixes. We like going on the rush. So another challenge. Will we rise to the occasion? It remains to be seen, but we know that the Ducks always fly together and that they have a lot of guys on their team basically playing for tryouts for the next squad or their next contract. So if you think that there isn't motivation on the other side, there is absolutely a mistake that you're making right then and there. One more segment of the week left on our docket. Scrambling them eggs we're going to do. No burritos this time, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.